Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, folks, here we are. April. A crappy time to be a film critic. See, we are past the holiday extravaganzas and aren't quite into the summer blockbusters. So what we have for the most part is crap. So this week, I settled on seeing the tween action-adventure film Insurgent, picking up exactly, and I mean exactly, where Divergent left off. Triss and her hunk of man meet four are on the run from Janine and the erudite nation. However, Triss is drawn back to the capital when she learns that Janine has found a special box, and that is not a euphemism for anything, Xville, that contains a message from the founders that will shape the future of all Divergents and change their world as they know it. Now, here's the thing about Insurgent. It did not suck, surprisingly. There were some cool moments. People fought, people died, people had sex. I laughed, I cheered. Was it better than the first installment? Hail to the now. But does not fall flat where so many other sequels have in the past. However, with such a phenomenal cast of talent, including Octavia Spencer, Naomi Watts, and of course the eternally, flawlessly captivating Kate Winslet, the film is not remarkable. It's another highly predictable post-apocalyptic Hunger Games knockoff tween sensation film. I mean, clearly, I'm gonna go and see the third one when it comes out, cause now I'm two films in and I'm committed and I have to see how it ends, but I'm not really emotionally invested to see where this story ends. Their world could end in nuclear winter or rainbows and sunshine, and I would view the cinematic experience through the same jaded and discerning gaze. All I really wanted was for Triss and Ford to have more wildly passionate sex with each other instead of the lame Dawson's Creek, I don't wanna wait for my virginity to be over montage that I got. So with that, Xville, I give Insurgent 3 X's out of 5. Let's be for real, not for play. We are all just waiting for Avengers Age of Ultron to come out.